Hi there, everybody. It's Kate Beaters, your breakthrough expert, and welcome to the Brilliance Builders podcast. I am, as always, excited and happy to be here with you. I've got a very cool topic to share with you. And I want to welcome back all my listeners who've been listening in the past, my community. I am so appreciative of you being here and would really love if you would share my podcast with your friends, the ones that you enjoy. Let's get the word out. And for those of you who are new, I want to welcome you to Brilliance Builders podcast. You'll find my podcasts are a combination of my mindset expertise as well as my business growth strategies. And I put the two together, and, you know, that's really powerful. Sometimes I focus more on one than the other. And very often I bring in real-life stories, which is what I'm doing today, because I felt it would be an important lesson for everybody. So what I want to share with you is that to think about, you know, your actions. Are your actions turning your prospective clients on, or are they turning your prospective clients off? So just think about that for a moment. Are your actions on social media, are they turning your prospective clients on, or are they turning them off? So if you've been listening to me for a while or reading anything I post, you know that I like to share real-life examples of what I see other entrepreneurs do, what I've done, what my clients have done, and all that, because I feel that sometimes there's really great lessons to learn, you know, both on the good side or the flip side, you know, things to share differently. So, you know, what I've noticed is that Facebook messaging is both good and it's bad. And the thing is, I see many people are really taking advantage of the immediacy of contact. And let me share an example of what I'm talking about. So there's somebody I know, and we'll call him an acquaintance because he's not a best friend or anything. He's just, you know, someone I know, you know, that I've known over the years. And I've always thought of him as fairly successful. I mean, you know, supposedly he has a good reputation and all that. But he has taken to pitching to me through private messages on Facebook. And so here's how it typically goes. So he starts it off, and he's like, "Hi, Kate, how are you?" And I message back, excuse me, you know, "I'm great, how are you?" And in my mind, I'm thinking he's connecting. And instead, what he says to me is, "I've been checking out your website and your social media and thought you need to purchase my course." So me, my side, the first thing that pops up in my head is, he's a stalker. Honestly, the guy's a stalker. And I just don't bother responding. Now, this person has done this several times. And I honestly can't imagine that this style is working very well for him. Because first of all, he has not created any connection with the person he's reaching out to. And in this case, it's me. And secondly, he hasn't shown any real interest in the other person, which in this case is me. And I think you can imagine that the rest must go downhill from there. So what I want to leave you with on today's podcast training is to think about is, you know, really be careful how you are messaging people. Think about that. And a couple of the things to avoid is, first of all, don't add people to your groups, you know, if you create a group on Facebook, without their permission. Honestly, it's annoying. Second thing is, don't tag massive groups of people without getting each individual person's permission. It's annoying. And lastly, don't add people to your email list and your blast without their permission. It's annoying. Are you getting the picture? So social media is great, but you've got to use it with caution, because you can either turn people on to you or you can turn them off. It's always your choice. So what you want to think about is growing and filling your client base with ideal clients involves continuous action and mindset shifts. And if you're looking to hire a really fantastic and fabulous coach and expert, me, you know, let's talk and see if we're a great fit. So just simply contact my team, info@katebeaters.com. That's info@katebeaters.com. And until we meet again, be brilliant.